Welcome to the Tourism News Wrap. My name is Jason Amu. Coming up, short-sighted unilateral actions will have devastating impacts on tourism, says UNWTO Secretary General. Nigeria to resume international flight operations from August 29. Ghana targets September 1 for border reopening, and South Africa eases lockdown regulations and pushes for domestic tourism revival.
The Secretary General of the World Tourism Organization, Zurapo Lulukachvili, has urged governments to gather the courage to responsibly open the tourism sector while saving millions of livelihoods. In its latest episode, the UN tourism chief said, short-sighted unilateral actions will have devastating consequences in the long run. By and large, people have learned how to behave in a responsible way. Businesses and services have put protocols in place and adapted their operations. Now, it's time for those making the political decisions to close the gaps so that we can all advance together. The government of Nigeria has faced August 29 for the resumption of international flights to the West African country. The airports have been closed since March 23 to all but essential international flights as part of the country's efforts to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Aviation Minister Hadi Sirika on Twitter said, "Glad to announce the resumption of international flights from the 29th of August 2020, beginning with Abuja and Lagos, as we did with the domestic flights resumption. Protocols and procedures will be announced in due course." Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo has given hints their country could open its air borders to international travelers by September 1. Addressing the nation on Sunday night, August 16, President Akufo-Addo said the Ministry of Aviation, the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority, and other stakeholders are currently working with the Ministry of Health to ensure that every passenger who passes through the country's airport is tested for coronavirus.
The Ministry of Aviation, the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority, and the Ghana Airports Company Limited have been working with the Ministry of Health and its agencies to ascertain our readiness to reopen our airport. I want to ensure that we are in a position to test every single passenger that arrives in the country to avoid the spread of the virus. The outcome of that exercise will show us the way and determine when we can reopen our border by air. I'm hoping that by God's grace, we'll be ready to do so by the 1st of September.
South Africa's tourism industry is looking forward to reviving the domestic tourism sector as the country eases restrictions on people's movement at level 2. In a press briefing to outline the regulations, the sector minister, Mamoloko Kubayi Ngubane, said South Africans should go beyond supporting the sector and preserving jobs to enjoying the tourism offering of the Rainbow Nation.
So what we want to emphasize, like we've done with our accommodations, we've done with our restaurants, no buffets should be allowed. So these are some of the activities I've flagged in terms of the areas. But as we go into the directions, I've highlighted the areas that are coming back in terms of all our attractions, in terms of all the venues that we have. A number of those that I've not highlighted is because they've been allowed already in level 3 and we've issued those directions.
The government of Malawi has announced the first week of September as a date for the resumption of international flight services to the Southern African country. The Minister of Health, Kumbize Chiponda, in announcing the revised COVID-19 guidelines said, the Tonse Alliance government is a listening government, hence it has decided to review the guidelines. Minister Chiponda also announced that public gatherings will be restricted to 100 people, revising the 10 people per public gathering announced a few days ago. The Rwanda Convention Bureau has been confirmed a member of UFI, the Global Exhibition Association. With the objective of growing the exhibition segment in Rwanda, UFI membership will allow the East African country access to a large repertoire of international exhibition organizers that can be approached to bring to the country. UFI directly represents around 50,000 exhibition industry employees globally and also works closely with its 53 national and regional association members. There's more news on www.voyageafrique.com and all our social media platforms. My name is Jason Amu.